Praise the Lord. Good evening to everybody.
Good evening.
I'm glad to see all of you tonight. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm. Psalm 112, and you read the whole Psalm. Psalm 112, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. And to the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with this discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word tonight. Bless you, God. Anoint my lips, O God. Lord, put word and statement and verses to encourage your people so that we will learn new things to be taught by you, O God. I pray that your message will bring help and healing and wholeness and hope and salvation and revival. I pray your message will impart the fear of yours in each and every one of us heart, that you will feel it, that you will be changed, that you will understand what is the fear of the Lord and how we apply it in our life. God, I pray, whatever the good purpose of sending this word to us shall be fulfilled. And take the message and let the harvest here and everywhere the message will reach out. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. The title of the message is, blessed is the man that fears the Lord. When you speak about the man who fears God, a lot of things will come to our mind. What is the meaning of the man who fears God? We can say it's the man who is conscious there is God over him. And that God over him, he is looking unto him. And this man who fears the Lord, he knows that he is accountable to somebody in heaven, that one day he will stand before him. The man who fears God, but we can say more about him, is the man who is very cautious of his relationship and how he needs to conduct his life and the affairs of his life, and how to be also good stewardship toward God, to what He had entrusted to him. See in verse 1, praise ye the Lord. It means give glory and honor to God. Praise Him because He had put the instruction to us of how to fear Him. We learn from this psalm about fearing the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Not that he only read the Bible Not only he only know the word of God, not only that he obeyed the commands of God, but you see he greatly delight in his commandment. He does not need somebody to remind him to obey. And he does not need to be cornered, and he does not need to be so much convinced and pressurized to obey, but he obeys the Lord spontaneously, doing it out of joy. Have you got the point here? There are many who obey by force, or they are just, you know, pressurized, or just because there is no other way. But otherwise, if you give them the choice, they will do the wrong, very wrong things that God hates. That's not the fear of God. Those who fear the Lord, themselves they have made their life, their gentle set up, that I need to go in this way that God has wanted me to go. And I adjust myself that I will be happy in this way. And I will continue in it and proceed in that way. Those who fear God, they will search the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit always comes to them after they get graduated from certain scriptures, they obey it, the Lord will take them to a higher level to obey Him. Line above line, precept upon precepts, law upon law. So when they move in life, they are, you know, well established. We have read in the middle of the psalm, in verse 8, you see his heart is established. Have you got the point here? You know, established, it's like a building, and the building is complete. How the heart is established of the writer, of the man who fears the Lord? Established by the word of God. Verse by verse, scripture by scripture, passage by passage, commands by command. Along the years, when you look to his heart from the concept of God, it's like a very high building, fixed and strong, with the Lord, based on the scriptural truth that he lived. That's the man who fears the Lord. Verse 2. Say, his feet shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. They speak here about generation and about seed. The seed means those are descendants of the man who fears the Lord. They say the seed shall be mighty, they'll be strong, they'll be powerful, they will have the anointing, they will have the authority, they will have the rules. And you know, we can observe the kingdoms over there. We go to the history that there are kingdoms, and you know that the kingdoms that the king, and after him his son, then his grandson. You go to the life of King David. David's generation stay on the throne 17 generations. 17 king, one after the another, the father died, the son died, the grandson, and so on. And that is the longest generation recorded in the kingship. Who established him, 17 generation? God himself. Why? Because David feared the Lord. David, he lived his life, and he was moving step by step more fear of God. Till the day he died, he was living in the fear of the Lord. And the Lord promised him that his seed will be established. And that's true. The Lord fulfilled that promise. Now here, if we want good future for our children, the one who do it for them is God. Our responsibility is to fear the Lord. And when we fear the Lord, it means that I should humble myself toward the plan of God and what God wants me to follow, I will follow it. So that my children and children, and their children, and then their children, 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 they will be blessed by the Lord, and they will be established over the years and over the generations. Verse 3, he says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. You know, there is one fact that they are poor over there. Yeah, they are poor, they are people who are destitute. You go to these people and study the history. You will go into the history to their grandparents and grand, you will find them, they were well-to-do and they were rich. Have you get the point here? They were poor. They did not come from poor background. They came from rich background, but their wickedness and lack of the fear of the Lord make that poverty come to them. What do we can conclude, even the rich today, if they don't fear God, their next seed, their children or their grandchildren, you will find they are already collapsing into the destitute because of the lack of the fear of the Lord. You know, the Bible speaks that God blessed the righteous and the wicked. Amen? Amen? Yeah. But the Bible also say, and we can conclude also, God bless everyone, but to those who fear Him, the blessing will come and stay. Will come and continue with them. But those who does not fear God, just wait for a while. Even if they are rich now, just wait. Just wait. Sooner or later, the promise of the Lord on them will come through. Riches and wealth shall be not in their houses, because God promised that wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. God bless those who fear the Lord. He bless us if we fear Him spiritually, and He bless us also financially. Spiritually, He bless us with the fruit of the Spirit. We'll be having change of attitude from step by step. Every trial, every discipline, every opposition, we overcome it when we change our attitude and with the help of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual blessing, when we have the fruit of the Spirit and we can leave this fruit, without it, it will be very difficult to manage our life. Galatians chapter 5. Book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 to 25. The fruit of the Spirit. It's good that you pray daily for yourself to have more fruit of the Holy Spirit. You can mention them in your daily prayer. The more you will have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the more your attitude will become like the Lord Jesus, and you will be more able to overcome trials and how to deal with hard people and hard situations. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, meaning humility, temperance, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection, with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk also in the Spirit. Now here, when riches and wealth, this fruit of the Spirit is the best way to keep the material blessing of the Lord. We'll go back and let's read riches and wealth in His house, spiritual riches, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, where God is filling us, God is having us. When we will be able to hear the voice of God and we have communication with Him daily, we read His word, we pray, we kneel down, we hear His voice, He directs us of what we need to do. It's all the privilege for those who fear the Lord. And you see here, His house full of wealth and riches, and His righteousness endureth forever. The Lord enables the man who fears the Lord to do good things. You know, if you just read verse, part of this verse, His righteousness endureth forever, as if He's speaking about God. But those who fear the Lord, they are working with God, and whatever they do, the glory go back to God. We are called to do righteous things that will endure, have a long-term effect, and also will be remembered, as we're going to read down. Verse 4, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. There is a light for the righteous. There is a light for those who fear God. Even when it's very dark, when the enemy try to oppress and to fight, but there is a light of hope, a light that we can exit, a light that can show us where we need to go. And also ourselves will be the light for other people. We will be receiving from God, and we will continue to give to those who are around us. What you say here, you say that about the righteous man, the man who feels that he is gracious, he is willing to give, willing to share, willing to suffer, willing to share his life for the sake of others. He is gracious and full of compassion. Let's read Matthew chapter 9 verse 36 about the compassion. And that's why when we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to have also compassion, it means love and care and mercy on those who are around us. We'll be able to carry other people's burden. These are the riches that God gives to the man who fears Him. Not only men and women also, and even children who fear God. Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36. Speak about Jesus. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Christ, when He saw the multitudes, when He saw the people, they don't know what to do, without direction, without shepherd, without somebody to tell them what they need to do, without advice, without light, without a pasture, without water, He had compassion on them. You see here, the man who fears the Lord, he's working now with God, as if God is on the earth. And that is what God wants His church to be. When we start to fear God, that is the time we can serve the Lord. And that is the time that we can do good things. We spoke about that the man who fears God delights in His, not only that, we say greatly, delight in His command. The word of God, when we obey it, it has a powerful value to establish good things on earth. Those who does not obey the word of God, they are breaking scriptures, they are destroying other people's life. That's why. Today, God wants us to humble before Him. I don't know what scriptures that you don't like to obey, or commands that is heavy on your heart, but just Just look around you, what will be the effect if you continue in that arrogance and pride and unwillingness to humble before the Lord. It will not last. It will come through. He will maintain only those who fear Him. Matthew 14, verse 14. Speaking about compassion. Speaking about caring to others, willing to suffer, willing to sacrifice for sake of other people, to know God and to draw to Him. The love that you receive from God needs to be transmitted to them. Book of Matthew 14, chapter 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And He healed their sick. They were sick. Sickness because of sin, negligence, and other bondages, work of demons. They were crippled with their sicknesses. He had compassion on them and He healed them. Let us also understand about compassion. It's not about emotion. If you read the next scriptures, you will understand how to be compassionate. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. Compassion is based on reason, not on emotions. Matthew 15, 32. Then Jesus called His disciples unto Him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with Me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. Now here the Lord had compassion on the crowd who came to Him. Not only because they came to Him, but because they had stayed also with Him. They stayed with Him 3 days listening to His word. So here we need to be having discretion how to dispose our compassion toward the people. Verse 5. Stay with man, showeth favor and lendeth, he will guide his affair with discretion. Speak here about the good man, the man who fears the Lord. He shows favor. He gives help to the people. He shows them favor. And He lends them. Why He lent? The Lord had blessed him with riches. He has set his mind that this riches is not his, it's God. He kept these riches. He is managing these riches well. And He lent the poor and those who are and yet why He lent to them? There's a reason. Because they need to be help in time of emergency and in time also of need. The second reason that He lent it to them, because if He will not lend to them, they will be abused by those who cause them to have usury. Have you got the point here? Why the man who fears the Lord need to keep some of his finances to care for those who are in need, not only to help them, but also to protect them from being abused. You see, you show favor and lend it. He will guide his affairs with a discretion. He's not going with his emotion. He's a well-organized person, the Spirit of God in him, the mind of Christ on him. He has discretion. Have you got the point here? So there's a long-term plan of God in his life, in his mind, seeing the future. Why he's able to see the future? Because his heart full of scriptures. And the Spirit of God is filling him. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of prophecy. He can see the future and what is taking place. And he organized his life and his family and the prayer of the people around him based on scriptures and walking in the fear of God. Verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He is speaking about, you know, he said, he shall not be moved forever, as if he is speaking about God, but he is speaking here about man, the man who feared God. The man who feared God is one piece with God. He said he shall not be moved. You know, the meaning of it, God has established his people in certain places. The man who feared God, he knew that God had placed him here, and the Lord had established him. Surely he shall not be moved. What is there be no trial? No. He's under a trial. If you read verse 10, there are wicked people around him or no? There are wicked people around him. He said the wicked shall see it. He's surrounded by wicked people, lions, demons, Satan, Antichrist, persecutors. All are there. But the man who fear God, he will not be moved. Because his house built on the rock. And that's Christ. So he shall not be moved. He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Why will he remember us? He will establish good work that God will sustain. God will maintain even the wicked gnash their teeth, but they cannot do anything. That is the value of fearing God. When you start to fear the Lord more than man, you will not be moved. And I will tell you, the more you fear man, the more you are shaken. The more you are afraid from certain people and bowing down to them, the more you are shaken, unstable, and always in a threat and lack of stability. Verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. That's here another point. Even bad news, threats, fighting, his heart is fixed. How he is fixed? Because the Word of God is there. His trust based on God, based on what the Scriptures speak about God. Added to him, to that, his experience along the years with the Lord. The Lord will confirm his promises to him with every trial. That's why his heart is fixed, non-movable. His heart, verse 8, his heart is established. Establishment, big building with a deep foundation. His heart established. He shall not be afraid until he see the desire upon his enemies. What is the desire of the man who fear God upon his enemies? Number one, repentance. That's my desire to all those enemies of God and those who fight against the will of God. My desire for them is to repent. That's the desire. If they will not repent, there's no other way. They'll be destroyed, they'll be cut from their land. God's judgment will come on them. That is what the Word of God speaks. It is not an ill prayer. But that is the will of God. Our desire for our enemies is to repent. To give up their own ways and to come back to the Lord. If they will not, nothing will affect us. Nothing will affect the man who fears the Lord. He is established, he will not be moved, his heart is fixed, and he will be remembered forever. That's what the scriptures say. That's why today we really need to fear God, really need to greatly delight in his commandments. Verse 9, again, he shall disperse, again about giving. He's a giver. Not only material things, but his life, his time. All what God wants him to do while he's on earth, he will do it and he will disperse. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. And that's why today God is reminding us. God has blessed us much. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are willing. I'm willing, oh God, to disperse. Oh God, show us and lead us to help those, oh God, who need, oh Lord. Even if they don't need, oh God, if whatever your will, we'll be willing to follow you. He has dispersed and has given to the poor the righteous. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Verse 10. He says, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Now, verse 10, he speaks about the wicked. But you know, he's not speaking about the wicked. He's still speaking about the blessing of God upon the righteous, those who fear him. Certain time God will add to you. Sometime he does not need to add to you, but he will take away from the enemies who oppose you. Amen? Sometime you are standing here, but they are around you, people very high, higher than you. Either he will lift you up, or he will keep you in the same place, same height, but he will remove those who does not fear him. Amen? That's what he said. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. They are full of joy, they will be grieving. He shall gnash his teeth. They want to destroy the man who fears God, but they will not be able. But he will be melted away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The desire of the man who fears the Lord, as he delights in the Lord, he will establish him. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Let's all stand. Make it your assignment from this day on to fear God. Don't fear man. There are certain times people, they will tell you, do this, do this, do this. You know wrong. And you are just afraid of them. Or sometimes you are covering up some people who are wicked. You are just because afraid of them. Do not go. Fear God. And fearing the Lord also is to obey his command. Not by force, but happily do it. Oh God, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Oh Lord, we pray that the word that you sent to us shall establish what you have purposed. I pray for those who fear you. Oh God, establish them. They will not be moved, their heart is fixed, their heart is established. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Lord, the seed of those who fear you, O Lord, shall be mighty upon the earth. I pray, O God, lead us to do the very work of yours. Lord, we are reminded today to be compassionate. God, we are willing. Those people who they need care and compassion, here we are, oh God. We allow our heart to be melted with the Holy Spirit, with the scriptures, to go and help. To spare gift, to help the poor. Oh God, who are in need, whom you speak to us, to give them and to help them and support them. Oh God, we trust you. We magnify you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. I pray, oh God, for those who are sick among us to be healed. I pray also, God, for those who are persecuted, you comfort them and you give them faith and give them relief. Give them relief, oh God, from those who oppress them. I pray for those who are being in trial. I pray for a light to shine in their life, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know that they are not alone. You are with them. You establish them. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I really pray for a generation of you. Oh God, let us, every one of us, humble before you, knowing that our future, and the future of our families, our children, our lovely one, our ministry, the church, all, oh God, is in your hand, and we need to fear you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Revive us today. Increase our faith. Help us to resist the evil one. Help us to walk in the fear of yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.